Expand your awareness on society, culture, relating the path of transformation, and live life with your soul fully aligned with God. You have arrived to the Steve Experience Podcast.
Hi everyone, so in this podcast, I'm going to do my first analysis of Carl Pilkington's Monkey News. It's something that I've loved over the last 15 years, and Carl, Steve, and Ricky used to do an XFM radio show and provided a lot of comedy for me over the years in difficult times and things. So, and this analysis is really put it in context of what I think is going on today and Carl's predictions for the future via his Monkey News. So I see Carl as a prophet telling wise stories through his Monkey News. And so I'm going to analyze that now. And here's the first clip.
What normally happens is the monkeys sleep with a partner. They don't sort of sleep around in that. Once they find the girlfriend or the boyfriend or whatever,
yeah,
they stick with them, right?
Okay.
But anyway, they were watching this one, right? And it's going around a bit, sleeping around.
Oily.
And it was getting fatter. They thought, this is a bit odd.
Yeah.
Right? So followed it round and see it having it away. Turns out, little prostitute.
Oh, God!
It's a little monkey prostitute.
It was getting fatter because it was charging them bananas.
What a load of old rubbish.
So that clearly is a reference to the prophetic wisdom of this Monkey News, and that monkey prostitute is Bill Snakes, as I now call him. Billy Boy, the one who has a micro soft penis, and he looks like he's eating too many bananas. I don't know, he doesn't look like the healthiest guy in the body, mind, or spirit. So this little dirty monkey prostitute was him, and Carl alludes to that in this Monkey News story.
Charging on bananas. What was it? A boy or it was a
woman? Little woman monkey.
They didn't want to mess up the gender of the monkey, and that was an expression of wanting to know what gender you are. And America is going through that difficulty because they can't work out what gender is at all over there at the moment. And so, good luck to them.
That's the most extraordinary monkey news I've ever heard.
Oh! That is genius!
Has this documentary been televised?
I don't think it's been on yet.
No.
And that's all the information you've got?
Yeah.
And is that... That's one banana for everything?
Now, half a banana is for...
Just oral.
A poor job.
Come on, Billy Boy. You could have gave us some vaccines that actually worked.
Right.
If you want full-blown monkey sex, it is 2.5 bananas.
Sure.
So,
the 2.5 there must reference the 2.5 V's in the arm that most people had to have in order to satiate Bill Gates and Fauci's appetite for insane shite and money and destruction of society. That kind of shit. So I'll analyze the next one. This Monkey News has had a very big sociological impact on fascism. So, see where this goes next. I'm going to have to bring up some new Monkey News as they end that one there.
Well, first of all, right, you're saying it's a load of monkeys. It's not just one monkey
that
can live forever.
No, wait. It's either a chimpanzee with a typewriter with an infinite amount of time. He would eventually, by definition, mathematically, type everything ever possible. Okay, or it's an infinite amount of chimps with typewriters, and one of them will type it first time.
So this is not technically monkey news, but it was brought up by Ricky about this infinite amount of monkeys with infinite amount of typewriters. They would eventually type the works of Shakespeare. Now, this is also a philosophical discussion about fascism, in the sense that if Bill Gates and Fauci had an infinite amount of vaccines, could they vaccinate the population of the planet before the world ends? And so I think Ricky is arguing on the case of yes, because he's an atheist, Carl, I believes in a higher power. He's never said it officially, but that's what I think. Or he's arguing for that here in the fact that divine creative free will can interrupt a so-called thing that looks infinite but isn't infinite, and that being the devil's anus and people like Bill Snakes. And so let's see where it goes.
But already that's not right. You either need to have
what
one
do you mean
monkey.
What you mean let's employment hear his laws point. What do you mean it's not right?
Let's hear him out, please.
Okay. If it's one monkey
yeah
with a typewriter that's got loads of ink in it and that, right, at least it knows what it's done in the past.
Don't, it's not.
Keep going.
So you got to think of Billy Snakes with infinite vaccines on his own. Could he do it?
If you've got a load of monkeys, it's like if you have too many, what's that saying about too many chefs?
Too many chimps spoil the soup.
Right, well it's the same thing. It's like, well I didn't tell you to put salt in it, I was going to put salt in it, and it messes it up. Whereas if it's just one, they know what's gone on. So what I'm saying is...
Honestly, just leave him go.
I can't be bothered,
I want to hear,
This blows my mind. He doesn't know what this does to me. It's a mathematical problem.
I want to hear the rest.
Well, it's just... I just don't think it will happen.
They're getting into an emotional fight now over would this happen? Could Billy Boy do it? Ricky's saying it's mathematically possible, so could do it. Carl is saying the creative laws of nature will win and the divine and the God will win over Billy Boy and his
vaccine plan and dot com.
What do you mean you don't think it'll happen? Infinity works it out for you, by definition.
Well, what's stopping them typing the same thing again?
They would. In fact, the problem should be, if you had an infinite amount of time, that it would type, that works for Shakespeare, an infinite amount of times, and everything else an infinite amount of times. But, you know, that's not as...
But not...
Fortunately, our universe is a lot more complicated than what they're explaining, because we have free will choice in this universe, whereas these monkeys, or people like Bill Snakes, with no soul... they didn't realize how complicated and how complex the divine will of God essentially was in taking back the power from these fucking insane psychopaths, and they underestimated what was possible in the complexity of this free will, unconditional love, justice-driven, integrity-driven world and universe that we live. So... is that's not really being talked about in this conversation too much.
Not Shakespeare.
Oh! Shut up, idiot!
Rick, do you know what he said to me? I said to him, I just explained it to him, I said, God. You've got an infinite number of monkeys, infinite number of typewriters, they will type the complete works of Shakespeare. He said, have they read Shakespeare?
Carl, I think there is posturing on the philosophical point of, do they understand the laws of this universe? And the meaning of Shakespeare, to be or not to be, this kind of thing, I'm guessing not. Again, pointing towards the complexity of this universe and world that we live, it's not just down to mathematics. There's a divine will here that can't be put into mathematical form.
You're an idiot! Play a record, no. I'm not having this conversation.
Not doing it from memory.
I'm not having it, because it really, really winds me up.
Ricky ends there with a good example of expressing emotions, and emotions are on this fabric of reality that we engage with on a daily basis, and they need to be expressed, and this heart within us needs to be expressed to the fullest extent of its capabilities in this human body. So when we feel pain, we must express that we feel pain and reach out for help. When we feel love, express that joy, express that love, and we've seen a lot of that lately. And so we've got to let that out, all emotions, process them, get to the forgiveness if there's needed, and hopefully Carl and Ricky have found a way through this reality and understand each other via this monkey news even more. So big up yourself on this journey to truth via comedy. If you like this one, let me know somehow, because I haven't done an analysis of Carl and Ricky and Steve, but I do love them a lot. And yeah, best wishes to you. See you on the next podcast.
Discover more about Steve's other creations, including his book, magazine, and much more at thesteveexperience.com. Thank you for listening. If you love this podcast, please share it with your friends and family. Much love and deep blessings to you on your journey. We can't wait to see you on the next Steve Experience podcast.